Chapter 1. Artificial Intelligence. I thought that I would lay some groundwork. Everyone understands that the terms AI and artificial intelligence, ML, are being used with increasing frequency, and to mean all sorts of things, ranging from a much better world to the end of the world. AI is a subdiscipline of computer science that was started in the late 50s by Alan Turing, for whom the Turing Award in Computer Technology is named, and who broke the Enigma Code during World War II. Marvin Minsky and John McCarthy, who actually coined the term AI. The field was officially launched in 1956 at a conference at my university, Dartmouth College. The early days. Knowledge representation. AI began as electronic logical reasoning. The goal in the early days was to offer computer systems with the facts and rationale assertions, guidelines, in the hope that at some point the computer system would display human-like intelligence. By the way, Alan Turing is also popular for developing the Turing test for artificial intelligence. A program passes the Turing test if, while speaking with it, an individual can't tell whether it's human or a computer system program. This style of AI, commonly described as knowledge representation, was widely hyped, but rapidly hit the limits of its effectiveness, especially given the limited computing resources available in the 1960s. Artificial intelligence and robots had also started to seize the public's creativity, with human-like robots becoming a common theme in films, like Robbie the Robot in Forbidden World, 1956, and HAL, from 2001, A Space Odyssey. The perception began to arise that artificial intelligence could actually produce thinking devices, and that the machines were bound to be contemptuous of humans and, eventually, homicidal. Computer science research at the time was funded mostly by federal governments, primarily the U.S. federal government and primarily from the Defense Advanced Research Study Projects firm, DARPA. The overhyping followed by the absence of results from AI, researchers triggered the financing for AI to dry up, while areas like networks, running systems, setting languages, and my own area of graduate study, database management systems, continued to be supported. This cycle of buzz, followed by disappointing results, followed by funding cuts, repeated itself several times, causing a number of AI winter times of the year. In the 1960s, with the failure of machine translation of Russian to English and the failure of the first neural network machine, the perceptron, in the 1970s, when the Mansfield Amendment triggered DARPA to defund pure research, and when the Carnegie Mellon's shrew speech understanding system didn't produce usable results quickly enough, in the 1980s and 1990s, when Japan terminated the fifth generation task, the Lisp device market collapsed, and the pledge of expert systems as tools in market was unsatisfied. By the early 2000s, the term AI had such a bum rap that scientists began to call it other names, like informatics. However, AI scientists gave us Siri, Google Translate, and even Google Search. The rise of artificial intelligence. Quickly after artificial intelligence became an official discipline, interest in artificial intelligence emerged as a subdiscipline. Artificial intelligence in the pursuit of the means of creating computers or programs that enhance their ability to perform a particular job gradually without being reprogrammed. In other words, they learn. The focus of most artificial intelligence scientists on knowledge, likeness as the means to attain artificial intelligence, triggered a rift with the group pursuing possibility or statistics-based artificial intelligence. While knowledge representation depends on sets of facts and rules written by people, analytical artificial intelligence needs data to be examined to find statistical patterns or very likely outcomes. In the early days of computing, neither approach seemed better than the other. The amount of data and computing capability needed for statistical machine learning were well beyond the reach of even the biggest computing installations. Nonetheless, as the amount of information of all kinds has exploded, and as access to calculating power has also grown, statistical artificial intelligence